is Ted Kennedy. Congress did the right thing in turning thumbs down on a constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, if Congress doesn't have the will to balance the budget, amending the Constitution won't save us. That's why the House of Representatives did the right thing the other day when it rejected your smoke and mirrors proposal to write a balanced budget amendment into the Constitution. We all agree that the deficit is out of control. As recently as last January, the administration estimated next year's deficit at $100 billion. Last week, they raised the estimate astronomically to $168 billion. $231 billion if you count the savings and loan mess. $300 billion without the Social Security surplus Congress is raiding. Hiding behind a feel-good constitutional amendment is a cop-out. The Constitution can't make the tough decisions for us. Stop posturing about the Constitution, Al. It's time for Congress and the administration to start earning their pay.
Ted, you've spent an entire legislative life blowing taxpayers' money. Nobody is hiding behind a constitutional amendment. We supporters of that idea think Congress will never have the political courage to reduce deficit spending. Can you tell us what deficit plan you are for? Do you support the line item veto that would give the president the power to trim spending where the real fat, waste, pork, and fraud occur? Do you ever vote against these bloated spending bills year after year, or do you let billions of bucks slip through your fingers in a lighthearted way without giving a second thought? And Ted, wasn't that you who stood right up and said that any peace dividend savings from the military should be spent on social programs? Couldn't that money reduce the deficit? Ted, if the average American bounced checks the way Congress does, they'd be tossed in the clink. You're the biggest spender of all time, the heavyweight champion of the Senate. Lectures. Oh. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.